Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Andrea and welcome to the greatest show on earth, the Mr. Skin Podcast, where me and Skin go through the latest and the greatest nudity on the small and big screens. We're on episode 111 and I want to remind everyone to give us a call if you have questions, comments, answers, anything for Mr. Skin. Give us a buzz at 484-SKIN-POD and if you're lucky, maybe we'll air your question on the show. Hey, Mr. Skin, how are you, babe?
Hey, Andrea, how are you?
I am fantastic. I love this is episode 111.
Yeah.
That's just a really cool number.
Yeah, it really is. Before I get into it, by the way, there is a phone call. We get messages and I always, sometimes I forget to put them on, but I want to get this guy on. But real quick, if you hear construction in the background, we have guys working in the new Mr. Skin office kitchen. They're putting in the tiles and backsplash. Ooh. And stuff. So they're grinding away. Our whole office is like trying to work over this loud noise. But it may or may not pick up on the podcast. But if you hear that, we're not doing this from a construction zone. It's from the new Mr. Skin offices. So.
That would be so funny if we actually took the show to a construction zone. Fuck with our listeners.
Yeah, could you imagine you walking around a construction zone?
Ooh, that would make my day. A lot of catcalling. Oh my God. Like, bring it on, boys. Bring it on.
Yeah. So anyway, this guy called us within the last couple of weeks, and cool. I wanted you to hear his phone call, and you and I can answer his question.
Sure thing.
Hi, Mr. Skin. This is Phil from Easton, Pennsylvania. A big fan. Did you know that August 26th is Women's Equality Day? And I always make sure I'm in New York City that day because the group of women there celebrate women's equality in the best possible way by taking their tops off and marching down 6th Avenue to Bryant Park. So my question to you is, are there any group of women that you know of that are planning a similar demonstration in Chicago, maybe making it out to North Avenue Beach or some other great location to show their equality? And if you know Andrea, if there are any women in Los Angeles, maybe going to Venice Beach, doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could bring that up in your next episode, 110. By the way, 109 was a great episode. So anyway, that's my question. I hope to hear your answer next week. Bye now.
I thought that was hilarious. He Phil from Easton, Pennsylvania, thanks so much for the call. And I know that Andrea will be leading the Los Angeles front, pun intended, but I've seen that thing he's talking about. And I will say, for me, it's more exciting to see just normal moms or housewives or college students who are, you know, the kind of that whole free the nipple thing where mm-hmm. they're just like, fuck it, I'm going to walk around topless. Like, as much as I do celebrity nudity and it's my life's work, it still is, to me personally, more of a turn on to see someone that maybe isn't a celebrity do a nude scene in public like that. And I do get where Phil's coming from.
Absolutely. And it is amazing. And I actually know exactly what he's talking about. If you'd like me to
elaborate. Tell me more.
It's actually an organization that I've been a part of. It's called gotopless.org, and they do organize marches all over the United States. And on August 26th, there are a couple in Los Angeles. Namely, there is one in Venice, but they're all over. There's Washington, Oregon, Colorado, Arizona, Tennessee, Missouri. There is Chicago happening, Wisconsin, Minnesota, a couple other places. So if you want to go to gotopless.org, and they are not sponsoring the show, you can see where you will see the topless parades. Now, in LA, it is still illegal to be topless. So what we do is we wear nipple pasties over our nipples. So we're actually, it's like being naked anyway. No one even thinks we're wearing pasties. It's pretty epic.
Yeah.
But in many other states, it's actually totally legal for women to be topless.
Yeah, like so in New York, it's totally legal, which is weird. And
yes.
In LA, it's not, which is strange, you know?
Yeah. So if you want to see some titties, I'll tell you where you can go. It's Oregon. I'm sorry. Appreciate women's equality. Let me rephrase.
Yeah. Well, what is it that they're, the organization is, what are they representing?
It's kind of creepy. I'm not going to lie. I discovered them because they were a guest on my radio show. And although I don't follow their movement, I decided it'd be fun to participate in a topless march or two. Okay, are you ready to get freaked out a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, I hate the word cult. But it's this spiritual movement called the Raelian movement, and they have a founder, Rael, and they're all about equality. So, but it's kind of based on the premise of they're aliens, they're abducted.
Like a UFO cult.
Kinda. And
that is why that really, and yeah. They get all these women that go topless for a UFO cult.
That's so crazy. Here's my deal. Yeah. I'm like,
you don't
what?
Mind go. You'll go topless for anything.
I'll go topless for anything. So who cares? So when we interviewed them, it was so funny because oh my gosh, there's all these, you know, topless women of all shapes and sizes and varieties. How did you get together? And then they come into our radio studio wearing like angel wings and nothing else. And so we were starting to interview them. We're like, oh, geez, this is not what we signed up for as interviewers. It was hilarious. But they're doing cool stuff because they are bringing, even if you don't agree with what they're about, with their spiritual essence and whatever their purpose is here on earth, they really are about equality. Hey, if a man can go topless, so can we. And they're getting all these different women from all these walks of life to participate. So like the caller said, and you said, there's something so alluring about seeing the girl next door, the soccer mom, the this or that, marching topless for their rights. I'd much rather see this than some pink pussy caps. I'll tell you that.
Yes.
That's
so funny. But really, the UFO thing just throws me. But hey, whatever women to take their tops off. So they show their flying saucers. They're not afraid to. That's part of the thing, right? Yeah. No, that's great.
It's wonderful for them, you know, and this is in alignment with their spirituality. Like this to them is part of it. Like we should have our boobs out. It's part of who we are. So by them having their beliefs, it's actually sparking this whole nationwide movement for women's equality. And it's really kind of how the Women's Equality Day really got started on that date of August 26th, as far as I know, because that's how I was apprised to it. I could be wrong, but that's as far as I know. So,
well, Andrea, here at Mr. Skin, we're all for women. Women's rights and lefts.
Yes. Especially the left, because that's my slightly bigger one. So I'm all about the left.
I didn't know that. That's good to know. But thanks to Phil for a great call. And I didn't know, you know, I know there's marches where women get topless. I didn't know this specific one. So I can't wait to go to the Twin Cities to see a really good one. So anyway, that's
They're
a great question.
Over.
Thanks a lot. But Andrea, I have so much nudity to get to. We really got to get started here.
No, let's do it.
We're under the guns. So let me get started. Sharp Objects, my show that I've been watching with Mrs. Skin. And I got to say, I was bummed because... So I didn't watch last night's episode, and they only have two more to go. So I'm watching it's an 8-episode miniseries starring Amy Adams. She's a reporter and has to go back to her hometown in Missouri, this rural town where she grew up, and she's there is a reporter to help solve a brutal crime of a young girl who's been killed and then others while she's there. And then she has this fucked up, you find out about her upbringing and all this stuff. But anyway, so I didn't watch last night's episode. And then I'm looking at this morning when I get into the office, I'm looking at the nude scenes, and then my writers always write up, you know, some context of the nude scene. And within that, there was no spoiler alert. So Amy Adams had a brief nude scene last night, but then I found out why, and I won't give it away on the podcast, but it bummed me out because it was kind of like a key thing.
Oh,
and I'm like six episodes in, and now with two to go, I find out something that, you know, I shouldn't know until I saw it. So anyway, but that being said, the other thing is, I'm struggling with this because one thing I can say, because it's common knowledge about Amy Adams in this, is she plays someone who has that thing, you know, where you're a cutter, where you disfigure yes. yourself, and she mm-hmm. has all these scars on her. So on one hand, I'm like super excited to see Amy Adams topless, but on the other hand, every time she's topless, she's got all these ugly scars on her and stuff. So it's kind of a difficult thing, even though I know it's not real and it's just prosthetics,
it's still
or makeup
disturbing,
or whatever.
Though, yeah, you know, it's like no one wants to think about another person harming themselves, and it's like, oh, we're seeing this glorious boob, and then it's like, oh, you know, yeah. So I get it. It's conflicting.
Yeah. So you could even see in this pic where she's getting dressed. Could see the scars on her back and stuff. So it's a little weird. But anyway, that was last night from Sharp Objects, Amy Adams. Two episodes to go. And she's done a couple of brief nude scenes, albeit all with scars. But moving right along, this show Strange Angel, which I've been talking to you a lot about, first season, their 10th episode, this week had another nice nude scene, this time from Bella Heathcote, which is kind of cool. She's an Australian actress. You might know her from Neon Demon. She also was in that Professor Marston and Wonder Woman with Rebecca Hall, having a very nice lesbian scene. So she's become a big favorite here at MrSkin.com. And I was telling you about this Strange Angel on CBS All Access, where a lot of these stations now are going to subscription, where CBS, for example, is charging $9.95 a month, and you get early access to shows. And more importantly, you could see some shows that you couldn't see on regular CBS, including The Strange Angel, which features nudity. I know AMC is doing it. FX is doing, not exactly like CBS, but similar. FX has a show called Getty, where on the streaming version, if you paid your $5 a month, you could have saw some nudity, whereas if you were just watching it on FX, it didn't have those nude scenes. So it's this kind of this thing they're testing out, different stations are trying, and they're getting subscribers, and it's good for us because we just subscribe and get all the nude scenes from MrSkin.com. But if you like early access and you like nudity, pay your, you know, $5 or $10 a month and you can get it. But this Strange Angel,
right on,
about Jack Parsons, who's a real life scientist who invented rocket fuel, but was also this crazy occult dude who liked kinky sex. The weird thing, and I've said this, every nude scene, and you can see with Bella Heathcote here, every nude scene is in some sort of ritual. So if you're into ritual nudity or occult nudity, Strange Angels for you. And Bella Heathcote, season 1, episode 10 of Strange Angel, did a really nice nude scene.
Once again.
Yes, that's very important. Also, the show Yellowstone, which I'm a fan of, with Kevin Costner. He's a star. He's a patriarch of like this ranching family in Montana, and he's facing off against all these people that are trying to encroach on his land. And what's been awesome about this, now the Spike Network changed to be the Paramount Network, and a couple things. First of all, and you can see here, season 1, episode 8 last week, Amber Reyes, who's not, she's not a big name or anything, but Andrea, she will be in consideration for my best butt of 2018.
How cute is that butt?
Oh my God, yeah.
It's so awesome.
Yeah, so her and Michaela Conlon are having a little lesbo action on the show, and she just undressed right in front of her. It's so sexy. And anyway, it's a quick scene, a butt scene, and some side boob. But don't forget, this was like a groundbreaking show from the standpoint of, you know how you and I always talk about on Bravo, for instance, with all those Real Housewives shows where they will... It's okay, like, if any of the girls on those Housewives shows... show their butt, they'll show it in HD, big screen, all over America. But the second they show their boobs, they pixelate out the nips. Well, that's common around a lot of these commercial cable networks. I'm not talking about HBO and Showtime. I'm talking about commercial cable. Well, this Yellowstone in episode 3 did a nude scene where they actually showed boobs, and it was without, you know, without pixelating it out, with Kelly Riley, who's the daughter of Kevin Costner. So she was nude and they showed her butt, but when she was in the bathtub, she actually showed boobs on commercial cable. And that was kind of a big deal. I know it doesn't sound like a lot because you got HBO, but from the standpoint of it's big because, whoa, are we crossing that line? They're already dropping F-bombs and saying shit and stuff like that. But now we're getting to see some boobs, and I hope we'd see more and more of it.
Oh, totally. Yeah, it's like once you cross that line, there's no going back. That's what we've always noticed, you know, and it's like you kind of test the water, see if there's going to be a negative response, if people are fine with it, if people even notice, and then they just keep pushing and pushing and pushing further, and then, you know, it's straight up like Cinemax.
Yeah, no, so basic cable with commercials showing boobs. This is a, I guess you'd call it a TV landmark. So here, so it's, yeah, so Yellowstone kind of being the first show that I could think of where you could see breasts, like clear breasts, not like side boob and stuff, clear breasts with nip, and it not be pixelated or deleted or saved for like a you know, like a subscription service or something like that. So that was pretty cool. So kudos to Yellowstone and a great nude scene in episode 10 from Amber Rise, who will definitely, definitely giving me a rise and be in consideration for best butt of 2018. Really good nude scene.
Yeah, and that side boob too. Let's not discount that. I know the butt is the money shot on this one, but nice big boob too.
Very nice. But the butt is
the
butt
is no the question. King.
Yeah, and in front is the pie. So yeah, but anyway, the
and I love dessert. I got a sweet tooth, Skin.
I know. Oh, Andrea, I know. Yes.
Thank you for letting me be me, by the way.
Oh, my God.
There's so few people I can talk like this with.
No, you without being you, that's the whole fun.
Anyway. I love our job, Skin. All right, what do we got next?
Well, the next thing I have is a show on FX called Snowfall. And I've talked to you about this before. This is the famous show. It's about the crack cocaine epidemic in the early 80s in LA.
That's right.
This is the one last season where there was a party in the very first episode of the first season, and this girl, girl's on her knees giving a guy a blowjob, and he's completely naked and you can see his butt, and in walks this girl with a tray of blow, and she has a straw, and while he's getting a hummer, blows the cocaine up his butt.
Booty bump.
While he's getting a blowjob. So it's like kind of cool, but then like minutes later he has a freaking overdose and it's gross and crazy. But she was nude, he was nude, and they blew. I mean, it was pretty like graphic for FX basic cable. And the problem was they did that nude scene and then nothing else for the rest of the season. But in season 2 of Snowfall, they did another nude scene in the first episode that was pretty good. Remember I talked to you about that where Brittany Panzer had like a modesty patch where you could see her butt. It was weird. It was almost like a taint. It was almost like a taint patch because it was all up to the booty.
Like,
it wrapped around and was showing. It was covering some of her butthole. It was really weird. But anyway, they on this episode 5, this Gail Bean. If you look closely, and I don't know if CP can pull it up because how we're presenting it, but our my crack staff, no pun intended here at the Mr. Skin offices, found another modesty patch, even though she shows butt. But the modesty patch, it's kind of like, so she doesn't show butthole, I guess. It's really interesting. But so she's having sex, this Gail Bean, and she's doggy style with this Leon Simmons, Isaiah John, who's in his butt's in the scene, and they're interrupted by a friend. And as she jumps forward to hide herself, we could see she's wearing a modesty patch. I don't know if CP could get that for you, but
I mean, I'm watching this scene, and the scene is super graphic, and it's like, you know, why couldn't you just film it a little less straight on the butthole so we don't have to see a patch? But at the same point, it's way hotter that we are getting that view and the average viewer can't see the patch. Oh my God. Are you serious with that? That's massive.
Oh, are you looking at it? Okay.
I got CP Pop posted it up to me. Wow. I mean, it's almost like she's wearing a freaking thong.
Yeah, it's weird.
That is so weird. I'm almost wondering if she is wearing a thong and they CGI'd out the side straps.
Yeah, it's
or
weird.
They're hidden on her upper hips or something, because that's massive. That's like it's bigger than some of my underwear skin.
Well, it's interesting because it's funny because we're seeing this stuff. So if you're watching on television, it happens so fast, but we go through everything in slow-mo and we see all this weird stuff. So we made note of it that, you know, you could see this modesty patch, and we call it a taint patch because really it's really, if you think about it, it's not covering her butt, it's covering her butthole, you know? So I don't know. It's just, yeah.
I mean, I don't even know. I'm trying to think of something and I can't, I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy. So
it's
anyway,
crazy.
Snowfall, nice Gail Bean nude scene, though you don't see her butthole, but you do see her butt in season 2, episode 5 on FX. So
cool.
We like that. And one other TV thing I wanted to mention is Oprah has a show on she has that OWN network.
Tell me Oprah is not naked.
No, but I've always wished. Okay. I always say I would look, and people ask me, like, would I bang Oprah? The answer is 100% yes. She's a celebrity. She's a famous person. I mean, come on. Think about you're at the bar having a few drinks with the guys.
I'd bone Oprah, dude.
Oh, I would. She's Oprah. Anyway,
just for the rights.
I just saw this during the week because we go through everything, and the show Love is in their first season, their 9th episode last week. I just like this because you don't see this too often, but this Michelle Weaver is laying nude with this guy on the floor, and they're covered with Post-it notes. I got to say, that's the first time. I think in Being Mary Jane, there was a Post-it note thing too, but this is the greatest nude while covered in Post-it notes ever. So it's technically not nude because the Post-it notes strategically cover the main spots, but I just thought it was kind of cool. You don't see this too often, so I wanted to show it to you from last week. Post-it note nudity, both for the guy and the girl. So yeah, pretty wild. But the name of the show is Love Is, on the OWN network, which is Oprah's network. So
right on.
Now, you know, we always go through all the TV. Whoop.
Wheel. Skin. Yes. Once again, I forgot.
Wheel of Skin. My favorite part of the show, where CP, the EP of the Mr. Skin podcast, where he spins the Wheel of Skin. We have over 28,000 actresses at MrSkin.com, and he chooses someone that he asked me so that I could kind of give you their skinography or tell you about them, where to see them naked. And I love this because it harkens back to the days when I used to just go on radio shows strictly for radio hosts to just ask me any question. I could do it off the top of my head. So I love to do this. And he's going to pull up an actress. I of course, am Pat Sajakoff. You are?
Badger White.
Yeah, and this is a Merkin Griffin production. And he's going to spin the wheel, ask me an actress, and we'll see who it is. Go ahead, CP.
Okay. And we have Terry Hatcher.
Ah, you know Terry Hatcher well, Andrea, I'm sure.
Of course, yes.
I'd have to say she's best known, if I had to say off the top of my head, I'd say Desperate Housewives. She was on for like 8 years. She's probably best known for that. I remember her big break, and I knew her before this, but I remember when she got her big break on that Lois and Clark with Dean Cain. Remember
how
when
I know
Dean
her,
Cain was like a... like a heartthrob guy, you know. I don't even know what's happened to that guy, but he was
he's one of my clients, my personal training clients, like long time boyfriend, like decades.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you know him pretty well.
Oh, I'm all up in it, Skin.
Is he a police? Is he a policeman? Or was he a policeman?
No, he's still in entertainment.
Oh, okay. That's what what I thought. Maybe he played a cop, and I thought that in my head.
Maybe.
But
I mean, he still looks good though, and his body is still. I actually think his body looks really good now. So
okay, yeah. So you'd want to raise Cain?
I would ride and raise his Cain. Okay. But right. Don't tell my client that. Oh my God,
no,
you're listening. I'm sorry.
I will not. Not a problem, but anyway, so Terry Hatcher was on that show with Dean Cain, and then she got Desperate Housewives. But what's interesting, so I first noticed her, I remember Kevin Bacon had a movie called The Big Picture in 1989. It's a cool movie about a guy trying to produce a film in Hollywood and all the characters you meet out there. And she was in it, and that's when I first noticed her. I was like, holy shit, like her in her underwear or just like in a tank top was, you knew she had natural boobs, she was gorgeous, and I became a big fan. And then all of a sudden she, you know, it took her a while, but then she got that Lois and Clark thing about 4 years later. But she did a movie, and I'm pretty confident, I'd have to look it up, but I'm pretty confident that it was one of these where you do the movie. It was called The Cool Surface. And I want to say that she did it, and then it was right around the same time, but my guess is she took the movie role, did these great nude scenes, and then hit it big on Lois and Clark. Even if the years were the same, I really think she did The Cool Surface and then hit it big on Lois and Clark. But anyway, she's with that Robert Patrick guy. He was the bad Terminator in Terminator 2. And she has two sex scenes with him where she makes her nude debut, and it was fantastic. So Cool Surface for Terry Hatcher is like go to. You got to see it. 1994, she was at the top of her game. Then she did a movie in 1997 with Alec Baldwin called Heaven's Prisoner. And I got to say, Andrea, you got to check this out sometime, because I've had a lot of people through the years when I'd go on radio shows and stuff. You understand, Terry Hatcher stood on a balcony at the 41-minute mark of this movie, and Alec Baldwin looked up at her, and they show her, and she's completely naked. Now,
what?
The railing of the balcony, it blocks her hatch hair, but when she turns, you could actually see some bush. But people were bitching because her boobs were like they were a little saggy, but here's the thing.
Wait, I remember this.
Do you remember this?
Because I don't. And once you said the saggy boobs, it's all coming to me. CP, can you pull this up? I'm like so demanding today.
Yeah. Yeah, CP, could you pull up.
We got to see these.
Terry Hatcher.
Are they beaver tails?
Well, okay, here's the thing. I love it because it's natural and they're not like fake boobs or anything.
We always love natties.
Yeah. And yes, they're a little like saggier than you would imagine, but I love them. Did you put them up? Okay. What do you think, Andrew?
Oh, no. These boobs are phenomenal. I remember seeing this.
That's how I feel.
I remember seeing this. And, you know, it might have been you and I discussing it actually a long time ago.
Yeah, we might have talked about this on your Playboy when you were on Playboy Radio.
Yeah. I remember being judgmental because her boobs were saggy, but now that I've evolved and matured a little bit, I'm like, you know, these are really, I love these boobs.
They're real and they're rectacular. Yeah, they're right. Remember when she was on Seinfeld? They're real and they're spectacular. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and you know what? They're not beaver tails at all. So if I painted a bad picture in anyone's mind, they do have a nice projection to them.
Yeah,
they're like squishy and firm at the same time. I mean, she's got great boobs. They're just a little bit saggy.
No, I love it, love it, love it. So anyway, great question, CP. Terry Hatcher, two movies,
yeah,
Cool Surface,
good.
and Heaven's Prisoner with Alec Baldwin are your two movies to go see and enjoy.
Damn, Terry Hatcher. I forgot how hot she was.
Yeah.
I forgot. Yeah,
by the way, she's standing on the balcony in high heels, drinking something with her fully nude. It's like so hot. So hot.
I mean, yeah, she's gorgeous. It's, like supermodel
it's
gorgeous.
Quick, but great. So check it out.
I love.
All right, cool. Well, back to the week in nudity. I got some movie stuff to wrap up with you. There were three movies that came out last week that I wanted to get to, and one is Van Wilder. From 02. It came out on Blu-ray. Remember that movie with Ryan Reynolds?
Yes, of course.
You want to hear an interesting tidbit?
Yes. When
I went to the Van Wilder DVD release party at the Playboy Mansion in 02 with Gary DeLaBonte from the Howard Stern Show. And it was my first time seeing the Playboy Mansion. I went a couple other times, but the so I have like this movie has special memory to me, and there were Ivana Bozilovic had this really funny like wet oil slippery nude scene, and then Jessica Pelli was a they put like flashcards on her chest. But that's the movie where a young Ryan Reynolds plays the most popular kid on campus, and he meets this beautiful journalist, which is ironic. It's Tara Reid, and I don't know. Have you seen any of her promotion for Sharknado 6?
No.
There was a viral video over the weekend.
Is it
which,
good?
Well, it's like kind of sad because...
So I need to look it up.
You got to see it because she's like, it was all over the internet this weekend because I think she was in Australia and the show was in like Canada and there was a time lapse thing happening, and she just was like, she looked out of it, she didn't look good, and it's kind of sad. Aww. Because when you see Van Wilder, which I was watching the trailer to get ready for the show, she looks so great, and then you see the Sharknado video and it's like, oh my god, is that the same person? So it's kind of sad, but it's so anyway, but they released Van Wilder 2 on Blu-ray on August 14th, and it's one of my it's a skin classic from the 2000s, and you definitely should check it out.
I mean, I'm looking at her pictures. I think she's just getting old, right? Like, right?
I don't. Maybe? I think there was. If you watch the video, it seems like she was on something.
She's
faded. It's a little sad, but anyway.
Oh, poor thing. Well,
yeah.
Wishing her recovery.
Yeah, but anyway, there's another movie that I wanted to get to, which is a movie called Affairs of State, which is a Blu-ray release on the same day as Van Wilder, Affairs of the State.
I like what I'm seeing.
Well, let me tell you, this was really wild. So this David Cornsweat plays this young campaign aide who's a campaign aide for a presidential candidate. And he ends up banging the presidential candidate's wife and daughter.
Yeah, and daughter.
And daughter. And
this is admirable.
Well, this is why I wanted to show it. Mimi Rogers plays the wife, and she's 62 years old in real life. She still looks great.
Now that's and what was exciting.
She hooks
Mimi
up with this,
Rogers.
Yeah, and I love her. She's like my all-time favorite. So she hooks up with this David Cornsweat, and they're having sex. She shows some butt. It's quick, but the scene is really hot because she seduces him. And it's really gorgeous. He also ends up, Grace Victoria Cox plays the daughter. She doesn't show it, but she hooks up with him too. But I just thought it was cool that Mimi Rogers at age 62 is still doing nude scenes.
I completely agree. She's a bad mamma jamma. Like she's got it all going on, and she's still rocking it out in her 60s. She just doesn't quit, and I love it.
It's not full body massage or door in the floor level nudity, but it's
nothing
still Mimi Rogers.
Full body massage.
Yeah. 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 Very, very good. And
she's a queen, dude.
Yeah. And last but not least on the movie front here is this movie called Elizabeth Harvest that I know we knew about from South by Southwest, and it was released I think I'm Blu-ray also. I'm not 100% sure, but it could have been VOD, but it's out and we're with it. But listen to this. So you have this Abby Lee, who's a Victoria's Secret supermodel, and Carla Gugino, who we're big fans of from Sin City and others. They are naked in a grave at the hour and 16 minute mark of this movie. And there's some other good nude scenes. But Abby Lee, a Victoria's Secret model, and Carla Gugino naked, all in Elizabeth Harvest, the movie that is new out this week.
That's awesome. I mean, anytime we get to see an angel derobed, I mean, that's major. And then Carla, like, who isn't her biggest fan, you know? So, wow.
Yeah, this is, good
this
stuff.
This is major, major, major stuff right here.
Yep.
I'm just, so, I can't stop staring at these images.
Yeah.
Everyone, go to MrSkin.com right now. Check out all this stuff. this is epic.
Yeah, we got a lot of things going on in the computer screen right now. But yeah, very good week in nudity. And Andrea, looking forward to next week.
Dude, next week is going to be awesome too. This was so, so, so cool. And I just want to remind everyone, if you want to get pumped for August 26th, let me remind you, topless women will be all over the U.S. bearing their breasts.
Will Andrea be one?
No, I'm not going to be in. I'm going to be actually doing a little vacay at the time.
All right.
But if you want to see boobs, if you want to participate in women's equality, mark your calendar.
Yeah, very cool.
So cool.
I'll be
all
in.
All right, well, we'll see everyone next week, and we'll do it again.
This concludes another skintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.